صديق أكبر صديق أكبر The most elite after the prophets عليهم السلام The most elite after the prophets عليهم السلام
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are back with another episode of our program The Most Elite After the Prophets which is regarding the greatness, the excellence of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We cover different aspects of his blessed life, of his blessed seerah, and try to increase our love for Sayyiduna Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we will discuss more about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, increase his love in our hearts. But before proceeding any further, as usual, let us first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There's a beautiful narration before me which I would like to share with the viewers of Madani Channel, which states that, O people, undoubtedly from the terror and accountability of the Day of Judgment, the person who would attain quick salvation will be the one who would have recited, who would have sent peace and salutations upon me in abundance in the world. So Day of Judgment, dear viewers of Madani Channel, a day full of terrors, a day full of horrors, very severe, very, very hard day. On that day, we've come to know of a remedy who would attain quick salvation from those horrific times, from those severe tests and tribulations. It would be the one who would recite, who would send peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world, in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us begin today by talking about the birth of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and where was he born. It is stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born 2.5 years after Amul Fil, the year of elephants. Meaning that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born after 2 years and a few months of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah, zadahallahu sharafan wa takreema, and also was brought up in Makkah al-Mukarramah. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu stayed in Makkah al-Mukarramah and would leave Makkah al-Mukarramah only for trade purposes, only for the purposes of business. Other than that, he would stay in Makkah al-Mukarramah for as long as he stayed. He lived in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an extremely wealthy person of his tribe. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he possessed beautiful manners. He had great mannerism, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an extremely noble and dignified personality. Every person, every individual honored him. They respected him. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, one thing that we need to understand is that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst those fortunate and those honored individuals who never prostrated to an idol, even during the pre-Islamic era. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu never worshipped an idol. There's a beautiful account regarding his childhood where it is stated that when Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very young, just a few years old, his father took him to a worshipping place where idols were worshipped, and he brought his son Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala in front of them, and he said that these are your esteemed gods, prostrate them. Now saying this, he left from there, leaving Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala alone over there. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala went in front of one of the idols and he said that, I'm hungry, feed me, I'll throw a stone at you. If you're God, then save yourself. But they were just merely idols. What could they do? What would they reply? So when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu threw a stone at that idol, It broke into pieces. Now when his father Abu Quhafa came back and he saw all this, he became extremely furious. He became very angry. But bear in mind, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that up to now, his father Abu Quhafa, he had not embraced Islam. We know that his father also embraced Islam. That was, of course, after the declaration of prophethood of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this incident took place in pre-Islamic era. So when that idol was broken into pieces, his father, he comes and sees all this scene and he became extremely, extremely furious. So what he does is that he takes Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to his mother and he mentions the entire account to his mother. Upon this, his mother, she says that leave him as he is, because when he was born, a voice was heard from the unseen saying that, O truthful bondswoman of Allah Almighty, may glad tidings be upon you, as this child is Atiq and his name in the heavens is Siddiq. He is a companion and friend of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this is what his mother replied to his father, that this is the greatness of this child, so leave him as he is. And the viewers of Madani Channel, this account was mentioned by none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself in a blessed gathering. After he finished mentioning this narration, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, Sadaqa Abu Bakrin wa huwa Siddiq, meaning Abu Bakr spoke the truth and he is Siddiq. And Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam repeated this 3 times. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we love someone, we become eager and passionate to know about how they would look like, how their physical appearance would be. In this relation, of course, we love Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As we are hearing about his greatness, his excellences, of course, his love would increase in our hearts. Now, we would also become eager to know about his beauty of his physical appearance, that how would he look like. Now let's hear about his physical appearance. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that how was the physical appearance of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to which she replied that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a fair complexion, a weak body, and his cheeks had very less flesh on them, so that it remained safe from hanging down. The veins on his face were clearly visible, and same was the case with his veins on the back part of his palms. So this is the description of his physical appearance through Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was also his blessed daughter. Another narration which has been narrated by Sayyiduna Qais bin Abi Hazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that I went to inquire after Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu during his last illness with my father. And I saw that his complexion was of wheat color and he possessed very less flesh. This is the description that Sayyidina Qais bin Abi Hazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned. Another narration mentioned by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and in this narration, he mentions regarding the beauty of the blessed beard of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharifahu wa ta'azima, then amongst his companions, it was only Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu who had white hair in his beard. Hence, he would dye his blessed beard. So we come to know that at the time of migration, when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharifahu wa ta'azima, at that time, amongst all the companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the only one who had white hair in his blessed beard. So white hair in the beard is also a sign of nobility, a sign of greatness. And at that sacred moment, when this migration took place, when Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reached Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharifahu wa ta'azima, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the only companion who had white hair in his blessed beard. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had 3 houses. 2 of them were in Madinatul Munawwara and 1 of them was in Makkatul Mukarrama. It is stated that one house of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the town of Masfala in Makkatul Mukarrama. In this house, two of those stones were also embedded that said salam in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam before the declaration of his prophethood. So this was that blessed house in which those two blessed stones were also engraved, were also embedded that said salam in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam even before the declaration of his prophethood. And Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent his entire Makki life in this very house. So this was the first house of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now let's talk about the other two houses that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. In these two houses, they were in Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Ta'zima. And one of these houses were attached to Masjid al-Nabawi, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Ta'zima. And this was the house whose window would open directly inside Masjid al-Nabawi. This is how blessed and sacred this house of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. So it was regarding this very window of this house of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, regarding which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said during his last days that shut all the windows except for the window of Abu Bakr. It was this window that opened directly inside Masjid Nabawi. And the second house of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was situated at the place called Sunh. And at the time of the apparent passing, physical passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the very house from where Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So these are the three houses that Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. One house in the town of Masfala in Makkah al-Mukarrama. The other house was in Madinah al-Munawwara, which is attached directly with Masjid al-Nabawi, whose window would also open directly inside Masjid al-Nabawi. And the third house that Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had was at the place called Sunh. And it was from this very house from where Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during his last moments of his apparent life in this world. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that individual who was held very esteemed and very honored even in the pre-Islamic era, and even in the pre-Islamic age. And remember that that era is known to be the era of ignorance, and to be known and acknowledged as noble and esteemed in that era meant something extraordinary. And the character of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was such that he was held esteemed, noble, honorable, even in the pre-Islamic era and also in the Islamic era. Regarding this, Sayyidina Allama Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst the leaders of Quraysh during the pre-Islamic era, and different leaders of Quraysh would consult with him over different matters. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu knew about all their good and bad matters. When the message of Islam was received by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he prioritized Islam over everything and sacrificed his entire life for the sake of Islam. This was the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Ma'ruf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is included amongst those elite 10 people of Quraysh whose nobility was acknowledged during the pre-Islamic era as well as during the Islamic era, before the declaration of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as after he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared his prophethood. And people would take their cases to Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the pre-Islamic age, because there was no just king present at that time to whom those people could take their cases to. So they would come in the court of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the resolving of their issues. And the noble people of tribes at that time, they were considered as just kings, and it wasn't easy to be acknowledged as a noble or esteemed or an honored individual in the tribe during those days, because it was the time of ignorance. It was the era of ignorance. But Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he held that rank in those days. Any person who was considered noble and esteemed, he was considered as a just king, that people had someone to go to instead of going to a just king, because there was no just king in those days. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's talk about his business. That what trade did Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu carry out? It is stated that everyone belonging to small or big tribes of Makkah al-Mukarramah in those days, they used to trade. And when Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu grew older, he came to the age of maturity, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu also started trading in garments. This is what his trade was. Now, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he earned a very, very big profit, huge profit, due to his great character, due to his clear speech, due to his truthfulness, and due to his honesty. And within a short span of time, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a renowned trader of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, what we need to understand over here is that Makkah al-Mukarramah already had many, many traders who were trading from many, many years. And they had some kind of a standing within the society, who were known as very big traders and who were known to people for their trade. And to have some kind of footing among such traders who have been trading for years and years, to have some kind of recognition amongst them within a short span of time, it was something great, something remarkable, which Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu achieved. But why did he achieve this? What was the main reason behind him achieving this? It was his truthfulness. It was his honesty. It was his character. People, they were impressed with the way he would deal with them, the way he would be truthful in his transactions, how honest he would be. Because of all these traits combined together made him into a successful businessman, a successful trader as well. And he became renowned and famous amongst the people through his trade as well, as a trader as well. So we come to know, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that if you want to be a successful trader, a successful businessman, then the seerah, the legacy, the example of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in front of us. That you want to trade, trade with honesty. You want to trade, trade with truthfulness. Trading in Islam is encouraged. It is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But the secret behind becoming a successful trader, the recipe behind becoming a successful businessman, is to be honest and be truthful in our business, which unfortunately is hardly seen in our community today. Our Muslim traders, even today, ma'adallah, they end up being dishonest. They, ma'adallah, lie in their business transactions, and eventually the barakah, blessings, is taken away from their business. The quantity might be there, but the quality gets taken away. Barakah does not lie in quantity, it lies in the quality. People may know you as a great businessman, as a very big businessman, but they will not consider you to be honest and truthful if your character is contrary to these traits. But Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu not only became a successful businessman, not only became a successful trader, but he became famous and renowned as an honest businessman, as a truthful trader. And whoever becomes famous as an honest businessman, as a truthful trader, people want to trade more often with such a trader. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, have truthfulness and honesty in your business matters, in your business transactions. Inshallah, you will see blessings in your business, in your trade. People will come to you. You will become more renowned in the business community for your honesty, for your truthfulness. Take this example for yourself, that if you are to buy something from someone and you have two options in front of you, there's one a trader who's very renowned, very famous, but there are some question marks on his honesty, on his truthfulness. And on the other hand, we have another trader, another businessman who is very famous for his honesty, for his truthfulness. As nowadays, we have this system of giving reviews of different people when they do online selling. And we have the option of leaving a review as well over our pages, that whether it met the description which was mentioned in the description box of the product. So if it actually meets exactly as it was described in the description box, then we leave a 5-star review, and we also leave a comment saying that our purchase met the expected description. What we read in the description, it met the same criteria. And if it is otherwise, then of course we leave a comment saying that the description was different and the product was different, and we give a 1-star or 2-star. So we would personally choose a trader, a businessman who is renowned, who is famous for his honesty, for his truthfulness. And we normally scroll down when we purchase something online, that how many stars does he have? What are the reviews for him? So we also look for honesty and truthfulness in every trade. So if we embed these very qualities in our business nature as well, inshallah azawajal, we will have blessings and barakah in our business. As trade is encouraged in Islam, by all means, we should do so. But we need to be honest and truthful, and you will see blessings in your sustenance. So we see that successful businessmen and traders of this day and age, in today's day and age, are also those who are truthful and who are honest in delivering to what they claim for. But this is what we learn from the seerah of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Around 1400 plus years ago, Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu taught us how to do business, how to become a successful businessman, how to become a successful trader. So don't fall prey to greed. Don't fall prey to the greed of wealth. Be honest in your transactions. Be honest and truthful in your business. Inshallah, more business will come down your way. This is also what we learn from the seerah of Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So truthfulness, integrity, honesty, these are also those elements that we need to adopt in our lives, learning from the biography, from the seerah of our master, who is the most elite after the prophets, none other than Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And as we were mentioning regarding his business trips, we need to understand that it is encouraged in Islam, as during the prophetic era, Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu chose Basra to travel for his trade purposes, for his business trips. And despite having immense love for the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he still traveled to Basra. He went to the extent of bearing a separation from the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as how much he loved the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We can imagine that how much difficult it would be for him to be separated from the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But for business purposes, he did go to the city of Basra. And the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also loved Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immensely. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop him from going to Basra for trade purposes. So we come to know that trading and carrying business activities is encouraged in Islam. But we need to understand that we need to have honesty, integrity, truthfulness, all these things in our trade, in our business, which we learn from the seerah of Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And following his footsteps, not only in other parts of our lives, even in our business life, inshallah, it will make us a successful businessman, a successful trader, a successful believer, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Siddiqui Akbar. Siddiqui Akbar. The most elite after the prophets alayhi wa sallam. The most elite after the prophets alayhi wa sallam.